for invasion. This is Indie Invasion.
The creeds of the Guild of Harmony. The Ethicists. The Ethicists believe that the Injin as an entity should be kept secret and away from the prying eyes of those who seek it. They are firm in their conviction that any influence upon the Injin by mankind is unwarranted and, whilst it should be carefully monitored, it should not be interfered with or allowed to be controlled by any one group. Their overriding thesis is that only by keeping the Injin secret can it be protected. Ethicists work to this end by ensuring that no group can come to control any node of the Injin, or indeed, glean too much knowledge of the Injin itself. The Ethicists are the most powerful group within the Guild of Harmony, having the most active creed operatives under their control, and running the largest number of undertakings at any given time. To some extent, this is due to the fact that their philosophy of non-interference plays into the hands of the other two creeds, allowing them relatively unfettered operative reign as the work of the Ethicists keeps interloping outside factions at bay. To this end, they are content to let the Ethicists believe they have the upper hand, allowing them to run the more dangerous and fraught operations, whilst they play a more covert role and follow their own agendas, shielded by the power of the larger group. By and large, those in the Ethicist creed are strident and opinioned, believing strongly that their way is the best way forward. They rarely countenance the plans of the other creeds, but can be swayed if a good, reasoned argument can be mounted. A certain, almost monastic feeling permeates the residential halls of the Ethicists. What decoration there is tends to be simple and modest, with a certain utilitarian feel. There is an expression used commonly in the guild halls: leave it to the Ethicists. The Ethicists take this as a compliment. However, the other creeds tend to take a more sardonic view of the phrase, viewing it as using the proud and somewhat haughty group to do the hard work, whilst quietly achieving their ends behind the scenes. The Pragmatists. This creed believes the Injin to be too great a source of power to be ignored. They feel that only by learning the secrets of the Injin can they ensure it to be kept safe from those that seek to control it. This belief leads them to actively seek more knowledge of how the Injin operates and how it influences the world, and it is only when armed with this information can they ensure that the device is kept safe and its powers beyond the reach of factions that wish to use them for their own ends. They are of a mind that the Guild of Harmony should be the repository of all knowledge of the Injin, and that any others who seek knowledge should be allowed to continue their efforts only insofar as it provides more information for the guild to utilize. Once their usefulness is past, they then need to be dealt with quickly and appropriately. The Pragmatists are the smallest of the creeds, with only a handful of creed operatives, yet they have by far the largest number orientation staff. What could loosely be termed spies or intelligence analysts. They collate and gather information on the Injin and use this knowledge in small, targeted, covert operations, carefully planned and designed to glean as much intelligence as possible at the least risk to themselves. Often, they will follow behind a larger operation run by the Ethicists, gathering whatever information they can from captured or wounded foes. They are known to commonly ally with those actively seeking nodes of the Injin to further their aims at little or no risk to themselves. They will generally work closely with these groups until such time as they see them gaining too much knowledge. Then, working with the ethicists or anarchists to bring the target group's efforts to a swift and possibly bloody end. The halls of the pragmatists are strewn with tomes and books of all kinds. The great library of the guild, run by them, is a wonder to behold, with treatises on alchemancy present that would lead a weak-minded individual into great darkness. The large barracks, which houses their researchers and operatives, are most often wreathed in silence, every soul present engaged in reading or studying to further their understanding of the great mystery that is the engine. The Anarchists. Wherever the engine's influence is strong, you will likely find representatives of the anarchists. They believe the engine is a source of power that should be utilized, and only by learning to live with the chaos it engenders can mankind come to terms with the great device's power. Actively working to stymie any outside influence on the workings of the engine sometimes leads the anarchists into conflict with the other creeds, who follow a more measured approach. They are more than happy to use whatever power the engine can provide to protect it from interlopers and keep the device free of the influence of others. Most often, they will seek out nodes of the engine in order to better protect them in a proactive and rather strident manner. Consisting almost entirely of low-level guild agents, the anarchists are rarely inactive and are constantly working to keep the engine free of influence. They tend to work in small groups, each independent of the others, and to some extent, unaware of the wider scope of guild plans. Whenever an operation requires a firm, active approach, it is most often the anarchists that are given the duty. Their belief that the engine should be free of the control of any one group, the guild included, leads them to work with a wide variety of factions, all the better to foil their plans and keep their influence on the engine in check. Those that seek the powers of the engine further the anarchists' understanding of the entity. By using this knowledge, they are better able to protect it from further influence. There is a certain free-spirited nature among the anarchists. The chambers that make up the halls of the anarchists are loud and raucous. Brawls and fights amongst members of the creed are commonplace. Only for the combatants to break off and share a laugh and a beer moments later. The other creeds view the anarchists as useful tools and little more. Yet their certain direct approach is valuable when push comes to shove, and protecting the engine is the goal.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.